You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello there. Hello there, listeners. 16 minutes to 10 o'clock. That was Crumbs by Dram featuring Playboy Cardi. Now, saying there about Playboy Cardi, is he still coming out? It's coming out now in July, isn't it? Something like that, yeah. So we'll be telling you more about that as it gets closer to July. But let's talk about what's happening this weekend. This weekend on Sunday from 11 till 6. Hi, Alan Misrahi. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for coming to the show. You are going to tell us about Eco Day.
I am.
Big responsibility. It's a day of eco.
I know. There's some heavy lifting.
Now, where is it? What's going on?
It's in Newlyn at Olympic Place, which is kind of by the Velodrome. There's a whole heap of different spots there. We've taken over the whole site, so there's two stages, one's music, one's speakers and workshops, and we've taken over the Velodrome too, so there's going to be some wild bike party in there.
That's some different type of recycling, isn't it?
Hey! Greeny jokes!
Yeah. So there'll be a bike party in the Drome.
Yeah.
What happens at a bike party?
Right? It's wild. You can bring your own bike, and we're hosting races every hour, and we've got like wacky games that you can play, and all sorts of things. There's a couple of
electric bike
companies.
All ages.
And we're trying to, there's definitely like family-friendly vibes. So there's free kids entertainment, fairies, making robots out of trash.
Yep, good. Face painting.
Face painting, always a joy.
I want a face painting. And food, of course.
Yeah, so there's the upcycle market. So it's like there's heaps of food trucks there, and we're trying to do this whole thing where you don't use any throwable waste paper plates, so we're going to wash
zero
your plates.
Waste.
Yeah, we're big on that.
You've got speakers from TEDx talking about zero waste. Yeah.
There's a guy talking about hemp and his big love for hemp.
Yep,
plant culture.
Yep.
And we've
very
got some,
sustainable, the hemp.
Yeah, I've heard. I'm about to find out more this Sunday. But we've got some panels. There's this one panel that's quite it's going to be kind of interesting. It's all about what we're doing with the Waitakere Rangers. And we've got some people, pretty butty people from council, and the head of Eco Matters is actually going to be the panelist, the discussion guy.
I'll talk about that there with the water care restructuring there, of course, and the Kauri dieback and the
They've blocked it, so you can't walk through it anymore. So there's a lot of angry Westies out there. So it should be an interesting discussion.
But then again, Ang, would they be happy with all the Kauri dye?
Yeah, no.
Here's the complex crux of the issue.
100%.
Localising food economies. What is that all about? We've got a panel discussion on that as well.
Yeah, there's Garden to Table, and there's Kai Auckland are going to be on that site, on that panel, and they're just talking about how to try and like make eating more local.
Which seems like a sustainable thing to start off with, but surely it's more wholesome and it's righteous. It's a bit more righteous than just popping down the supermarket to get what's on special.
I know.
Or to get those extra special tamarillos or whatever you need. I know.
It does feel like we're all kind of getting a little bit more interested in it. I don't know. I might just be getting older, but like gardening seems to be kind of more.
Around where I live, went for a walk the other day, and there's just all sorts of like people with their personal. Their personal gardens are looking quite intimidating, how massive they are.
There's
a few sort of apartment blocks who have this is a Nonihanga, and there's a few sort of apartments that were probably social housing early when they're built, but now sort of they're all just turned into apartments, and they've got these massive great big it's like seething, growing things, and it makes me a little bit scared.
I know,
the idea of getting involved in that looks like it would be you'd need something like a zookeeper to look after it all, because it's so going off. But it's good.
Good to discuss.
And the future of architecture.
Yeah. So there's a guy from Jazzmax who's going to be talking on that, and we've got a tiny house guy who's made a tiny, tiny
he's
little
not a,
house.
He's not a tiny, tiny little guy.
He's quite small. And there's we're going to try and get. I don't know if she's listening, that'll be awkward. But we're trying to get the For the Love of Bees lady, and she's kind of doing this project, which is where.
I want to get into bees.
It's all about like taking a row of like houses on a street, and you build a beehive on one end, and you make all of the houses along the street have bee happy plants.
May as well.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Do you think we should have our own hive?
Yes, you guys need to be very proactive about bees with your bloody slogans.
There's not a lot of flowers up here for the bees, to be honest. There's one green plant that's living.
That's true.
It's a dead Christmas tree in the corner with a picture of Harry Styles on the top.
Yeah, I did notice that tree. Yeah.
I'm not joking about that. That's a true thing.
It's really, it's pretty intense.
It's our Easter tree.
Oh, Easter tree.
Happy Easter for last Easter then. Happy Anzac Day tree. Chuck a poppy on it. A paper poppy. Yep. So yeah, the bees aren't going to be happy here. But although, having said that, I have seen a swarm of bees just out in that courtyard before that beekeepers had to come and remove.
Oh, wow.
One day, it was caught us all by surprise.
Gosh, you guys are just...
That was a wee while ago, but yeah. So this is a good thing to be going to, and why out? Why out with Stalkland in particular?
It's Ecomatters is the company that's putting it on, and that's their hub. So there's a bike hub there where you can bring down your bikes and we'll fix them up for you. There's also a big building there where you can bring, any time of the year, you can bring down like batteries or your computers or your Nespresso pods or whatever, and we'll recycle them for you.
Your grubby filth, yeah.
And we'll make sure they get sorted out for you. So it's
so
kind
where,
of
where, so, so just at that location again, if people had never even heard of that before.
Yeah, no, it's tricky. It's Olympic Place.
Yep.
So it's the Ecomatters hub.
Yep.
At Olympic Place, which is Portage Road, sort of just off Portage Road.
Lovely. And that's from 11 o'clock this Sunday till 6 o'clock in the evening. And it costs how much?
It's free.
Woo-hoo! Thanks, Ella.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.